Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Dave Matthews Band with Gray Street. Ryan Bellamy with the music. Pretty soon we're going to start playing music from some of my high school friends. What do you think of that?
What was that? What did you call it? The Sepetopolis days? Or what was that big word you used that I don't understand?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
They were
roaming the earth in
right.
that time. Austin Souls joins us from Wellington High School, our guest for our Senior Moments segment. How you doing today, Austin?
Good. How are you?
Are the days like every other day for an 18-year-old kid, or are you finding new and challenging things to do each and every day?
It's different. It was hard not seeing my friends and teachers at school every day with no warning, but we got through it. And, I mean, it's getting better. It's kind of the new normal.
Have you been able to keep track and keep up with guys? Have you been able to get together with some of your friends and stuff like that in the last few weeks and go shoot some hoops or anything?
Yeah, we've got a pretty tight friend group. So, I mean, we still hang out every once in a while when we can and where we can. I mean, everything's not open, but we make our own fun out of it.
We're talking with Austin Souls from Wellington. Had a pandemic hit in 1973 when I was a senior in high school. I would have been okay because I didn't have any friends. So that would have worked out just perfectly.
And for some reason, that doesn't surprise me.
No, it shouldn't surprise you. So you're a basketball player at Wellington. You're going to Southwestern in Winfield to play college basketball. So did you grow up in Wellington, Austin?
Yeah.
Tell me what my wife works there for her job. She commutes from here to Wellington most days. She loves that community. What is to love about Wellington, in your opinion?
Going to school in Wellington seems different because you got a whole community behind your back, and everyone wants to see you succeed. So it's a great opportunity to grow up there, and very blessed.
Where do you hang out, though? Where do you hang out? What is there to do in Wellington?
Hey, he might not want to say where he hangs out because then everyone else will know. Yeah, you're thinking back in the 70s, Bob. It's different now.
I would have told people.
Yeah, but you had no friends.
Yeah. We like to drive around.
Go ahead, Austin. Don't pay no attention to this guy. Just answer my questions and it'll all be great.
All right. Well, we like to drive around a lot and go out to the lake sometimes. And Kenny's Diner is kind of a hot spot whenever we come back into town. It's a place to eat. And I like to hang out at Travel and Smoke Barbecue. Pretty good place
good
to
stuff.
Eat.
Good stuff.
Well, you've named a couple good places, but I have to ask you this because I ask everybody. If I get to Wellington, where's your favorite place to eat and your favorite meal to have there?
I like to go late night at Penny's Diner, and I get the hearty breakfast.
Is that right?
Pancakes. Yes.
That's good stuff.
What else? Pancakes? So what, got everything on it? Hey, we're talking food now, Bob. Go ahead.
I like the – it comes with two big pancakes, hash browns, sausage, and bacon, and eggs.
Now, what's late night to you, Austin?
Probably, I don't know, 11, 12.
Well, you need to be home a little earlier than that. I'm not your parent, obviously, but I don't like you out that late.
So now you're like, yeah, what is
so.
Your problem?
Hey, Austin Soles, our guest, senior.
For a reason.
There you go. Austin Soles from Wellington, our guest for Senior Moment. Southwestern, I love that place. I was born in Winfield, didn't spend much time there, but I've always had an affinity for Southwestern. What drew you to decide that you were going to go there to compete in basketball as well as academically?
Well, I actually haven't got to visit, but I have been there a few times. I went to the basketball game, and I used to play football there because that's also their high school stadium. And it's a pretty campus, and Coach O'Brien, Coach Meiser, and Coach McSorley, they're all great guys, and they're making sure we're on top of everything during this whole deal. So they really care about us, and so it feels – like, I've already got some connections and relationships going on there, and it's just a good feeling.
Well, what other sports did you play growing up? Obviously, basketball, you were very good at. Were there other sports that you excelled at or other sports that you love to play as well?
I played football, baseball, and ended up doing track my last 2 years of high school, and I did cross-country for a few years as well.
Austin Soles, our guest, a senior at Wellington High School. So before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about my friend, Shelly Hansel, who was formerly the mayor of Wellington. I'm sure you know her, right? Everybody in Wellington knows Shelly. She carries a bullhorn around to talk glowingly about Wellington. Tell us what you know about her, and if you have a good story about Shelly. We'd love to hear it.
Well, I'm pretty good friends with Shelly's daughter. She's in our class, so Shelly does a lot for us, whether it's getting us stuff for homecoming or just making sure we're all well catered to our needs, whether it's getting a trailer or, you know, just she really cares about the community and about the school.
Undoubtedly, and her and the slogan there is "Stay well in Wellington." Am I close?
I think it's "Live well, live Wellington."
Okay, live well, live Wellington. Well, actually, my wife and I are headed over there tomorrow to that diner. We're going to arrive before midnight, but we are headed there tomorrow morning, so we look forward to that. And then we're going to actually come home through Winfield, so we're going to go touch both of those communities tomorrow. If we see you, we'll wave, okay, Austin?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, there's Austin Soles from Wellington High School, our senior moment. We'll do four more of these next week and then maybe put it on hiatus for a while. I think we've done a pretty darn good job honoring high school seniors in our area.
I will have to admit that you have done a good job.
That's been the point of it, is to give them a moment in what has been an inordinately disrupted spring for them.
Yes, oh, absolutely. I mean, just for all the seniors out there, it's got to be terrible not getting to finish off your senior year with your friends and everything else that goes with it. And I'm sure it's been something that everybody's going to miss, and it's one of those things that you can't get back.
Yeah, you get one shot at a senior year, and that's it. You never have another one.
Nope.
You can't. Unless a guy you that had to repeat 12th grade.
Yeah, but then I always forgot about all that stuff, so it didn't matter.
Really?
It all felt the same. Every day was the same day.
Of course you didn't have to repeat 12th grade, did you?
No.
Well, I had to check for sure.
There's a story to that, but we don't have enough time for me to get into it. But next time we're on, I'll fill you in on the story.
You'll tell me about your senior year of high school.
I'll tell you about my senior year of high school and how I didn't graduate but then did graduate. It's a
Well, you were playing a lot of hockey at that time.
I was in for high school. My last 3 years of high school, I was in 7 different schools.
And as we know, anybody who knows anything about Canada knows that hockey is much more important than education. All you have to do is meet a Canadian sometime, and you know that.
Oh, you're just.
I'm really on a.
You're on fire
this
today.
This is all pent up. We've had so many interviews.
You haven't got to lay down the law for a little while.
I just took a shot at every Canadian, which.
Yeah. Boy, Debbie, you're going to have a long night. Sorry.
How many Canadians listen to the show? I figure I can attack you.
Oh, there's a few. I'm sure there's a few out there.
Probably.
I guarantee you, you've made some Canadians upset. But the thing is, they're going to go have a beer, and then they'll be over it, and they'll sleep just fine tonight.
How you feel about getting back in the studio at some point? Maybe dipping our toe in out there. And I think you and Jeff are going to do that next Thursday.
We're going to the, you're not allowed.
I don't want
us
you
the
here.
House.
No, I don't want you here.
Well, brutal honesty is the best way, so I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't mince words.
No, I'd rather you didn't, and I don't have to dance around it and try to figure it out. Like you said, I'm Canadian, not that smart, so just lay it out on the line.
So next Thursday, and this hasn't been approved yet, but I think it'll be okay for you and Jeff to get back to the studio. Check out Max. See if his hair has gotten any grayer.
Oh, the Silver Fox? I'm sure it's just... Yeah. I'm sure that's just still the perfect head of hair in Wichita.
Absolutely. I miss Max. I miss Ted Woodward and Jack Oliver and Tony Deuce, some of the people I get to interact with there. But I got to tell you, it hadn't been bad just sitting here in my basement doing the show. I've found a comfort level with it now.
Now you're good? I know, because the first week you were kind of a little skeptical on it.
Here's what I've discovered. You know, I got my date book, and I'm able to book the show better from just being here.
Right.
I'm able to think more about who do we want to get as guests. There's not sports to talk about, so we've been heavy on guests over the last several weeks. I've enjoyed that. I like the pursuit of a guest.
It's just like you're writing a column trying to get an answer, trying to get a quote from somebody, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, just this week, we had Mike Love of the Beach Boys. We had Carmine Appice from Vanilla Fudge. We had Jim Barnett of the Warriors, Tom Hedrick. We had Reinie Lochman. It's been a good week. Jay Miller, president of the Wind Surge. And I enjoy that. I appreciate everybody who comes on the show. These are difficult times to do a show. We try to be entertaining. We try to be informative. We try not to just get down here and mail it in. That's not what we're interested in doing. I say we. I'm including you.
Thank you.
And Jeff.
Even. Oh, yeah, that guy.
So mailing it in? No, we don't want to do that.
No, absolutely not.
Although there are days.
Well, it gets tough after a while. I mean, you can only talk about coronavirus for how many days?
Absolutely.
You know, and it's... You try to talk about a little bit of sports, but there's really no sports.
People don't come here to hear about the coronavirus, I don't think. Although
I highly doubt it.
We have to talk about
it. Except when Doc's on.
There you go. Absolutely. And we'll try to get the doctor on next week to update us. Although it's going to be interesting to see how, now that we're opening things back up, if we have flare-ups, we expect there to be. But who knows? I don't have any answers. I'm taking it day by day, doing my thing, and trying to stay safe. That's what I'm doing.
That's all I can do. What else can you do? There's really nothing else you can do. If there was, then we'd do it. But there's just nothing else you can do right now. Well, like you said, we'll see what happens here in the next few weeks, and we'll go from there.
So no show on Memorial Day, which is Monday. We hope everybody listening has a great Memorial Day weekend, or as great as it can be under these circumstances. Beautiful weather today. We expect that to be the case tomorrow. Maybe some rain moving in tomorrow night, I've heard, but enjoy the time.
Exactly.
This is what we have. Try your best to enjoy it. We'll be back to wrap up this Friday edition in a moment, The Drive on KFA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.